You know, I think, first of all,
I
mean,
I do support, you know, decriminalization and access to medicine, however we may see fit, as far as in the home or out in the forest or at a concert or whatever. But also recognizing these are very powerful medicines, and especially for psychedelically naive people, that we really need safe, well-structured access.
This is Field Tripping, a podcast dedicated to exploring psychedelic experiences and their ability to affect our lives. I'm your host, Ronan Levy. David Bronner is the CEO of Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps. And by CEO, I don't mean chief executive officer. I mean cosmic engagement officer. And after listening to this interview, you'll understand why. Dr. Bronner's makes organic soap and personal care products that you'd recognize from store shelves, and that have been used in homes across North America for generations. His grandfather, Emanuel Bronner, founded the producer in the 1940s, and it continues to be run by members of the family today. The business produces socially and environmentally responsible products, and through it, David has become an activist who's donated millions to important causes like fair trade, regenerative farming, schooling, rural women's health, plastic pollution, and of course, access to psychedelic healing. But look beyond the suds, foam, and family tree, and you'll encounter a special individual who's truly trying to build a better world and make sure we don't leave a big mess behind. David is the perfect guest to join us for the last episode of 2020, and he shares some of his passions, cosmic principles, and of course, a few epic trips. Welcome to Field Tripping, David.
Thanks for having me.
Let's hop right into it. You and I were chatting last week, and we started down the conversation. I think I had asked you about how you kind of got into the psychedelic sphere. You're definitely one of the most vocal advocates for psychedelic renaissance that's happening right now, and certainly one of the biggest donors from a philanthropic perspective to advancing drug reform and advancing the cause of legal access to psychedelics, at least for therapeutic uses. Tell me where this all came from.
I've had, I think like everybody in this field, some very profound and powerful life-changing experiences. Growing up, I was raised Christian. My granddad's Jewish. When he came to the States, I mean, it's a long story, but he came over in 29 before, you know, the dimensions of Hitler and Nazism were apparent, more just out of generational clashes with his dad and uncles who were running a soap business there and wanting to forge his own path. He was